Hello, friends. How are you doing? I wanted to come in and talk to you about breathing and meditation. And before I do that, I want to ask you, have you been doing something for yourself daily? Because it is so easy to forget to do those things, especially with the hustle and bustle of the day, the tasks that we have to do, taking care of our families, working, all those things can actually put taking care of ourselves in the back, at the bottom of the list. But I want you to change that and place yourself on top of the list. So I wanted to talk to you about, of course, meditation and breathing, but I wanted to get deeper into that and talk about really the importance of you incorporating these practices in your daily routine. Why? Because they have truly made a difference in my life. They have. Can I give you an example? Because we all need examples, especially as first responders. We always need an example, a certification or something, right? The example that I'm going to share with you is one that you probably could relate to or not. And that is when I go to qualify, because we do that twice a year. Using these breathing and meditation techniques have helped me relax through the entire process to the point where not only am I doing a lot better, but I am not feeling that anxiety prior to taking care of that task, right? The other example that I can share with you is running, right? When I used to run, I used to find myself holding my breath many times. And now when I run, because I've been practicing these breathing techniques, I am able to breathe a lot better, but I'm able to go a lot farther, right? So there is a lot of magic that happens when you practice these breathing techniques. Something that I'm going to share with you, and it's a quote by Russ Harris, slow breathing is like an anchor in the midst of an emotional storm. So finding something that you can place on, that you can place in lieu of anxiety is a breathing technique, is learning how to focus on your breath and how to relax yourself. There's a lot of studies done on breathing and the benefits of it. And I want to share some of that with you here. Okay. So from the book of Exhale by Richie Bostock, Stress Busters, Breathing for Relaxation. In 2018, a UK-wide survey on stress showed that 74% of the participants had at some point over the past year felt overwhelmed or unable to cope with the situation as a result of stress. Can you say that you can relate to this? I know that I can. You can't see my hand, but it's up in the air saying, that is me, or it has been me. So the physiological response of stress is governed by the autonomic nervous system. This is a part of your nervous system that regulates the vital, automatic, and involuntary processes such as your heart rate, blood pressure, breathing, and digestion. So, this autonomic nervous system is split into two components, the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system. Think of these systems as the gas pedal for our body. It triggers the fight or flight. So you're going to think of the sympathetic nervous system as the gas pedal for your body, right? That triggers a fight or flight and this response, mobilizing the body to be ready for action, that it can respond to a perceived danger. So once that danger has passed, the parasympathetic nervous system provides the break and promotes the rest and digest response that in turn promotes relaxation and restoration in the body. If this system is the gas pedal, if the SNS is the gas pedal, right? The sympathetic nervous system is the gas pedal and your parasympathetic nervous system is the brake, consider your breath to be the driver in charge. Your breath is the driver in charge. So what I want to do is share an exercise with you now. And I want to ask you to also head on over to Mindfulness for First Responders. That's on Facebook. It's a private group. You just have to answer a couple of questions and get in there so you can get the benefits of all these tips and learn some new things that can help you feel better and relaxed. So start in a seated or lying position and inhale through your nose for 6 seconds. Exhale through your nose for 6 seconds. Repeat the cycle for at least 3 minutes. So set that timer. But there really is no limit, as long as you can go as long as you want to go, okay? So if 6 seconds feels like a struggle, you can reduce it to 5 or 4 seconds and get comfortable breathing at that rate first. You can then gradually build it up to 6 seconds if you like, right? And of course, if you're a taller person, I'm only 5'3", but if you're 6 feet tall, you may want to breathe even slower. So try 7 seconds in and 7 seconds out. For children, if you want to try this with children, and I don't say don't try it with children because it would be so great to teach our children how to relax and how to use this breath to help them feel better. If for children under the age of 10, try 4 seconds and four seconds in and 4 seconds out. Yeah, so I want to remind you that there's so many different ways that you can relax and feel better. And there's so many things that you can do to incorporate this into your daily practice. Adding meditation to your routine is really a great way to combine all of these things. And that's really what I do on a daily basis. So sitting in stillness is what meditation is all about. But it is hard to sit in stillness while our minds are just like saying all kinds of crazy things, right? And going through the day's events, and it's like a movie playing over and over again, right? Like Groundhog's Day. So this happens to every one of us, and I want to tell you it does. This chattering mind is called the monkey mind. Like a monkey that jumps from branch to branch, our minds can seem to jump from thought to thought. Ideally, meditation should be done every day during the time that is set aside for that reason. And I want to tell you that if for some reason you set a timer for yourself or you set an alarm and the alarm goes off and you're busy and you can't do it, that does not mean that you cannot meditate. That just means that you just push it further, right? But you still go through with that practice, all right? Finding time for yourself every day can be very difficult for busy people like us, but you can find times throughout the day to quiet your thoughts, and the possibilities are endless as far as the breath goes. Okay? So do something daily for yourself. Do something that resonates with you. If this doesn't resonate with you, find something else that does. But don't forget that you have to do something to relieve your stress, that it's important to find something to relieve your stress, right? All right, people, I want to remind you to place yourself on top of the list because it all does start with you. I want you to do something daily to relieve your stress. Do something daily to relieve your stress. And more importantly, I want to remind you to stay safe out there. And I will talk to you soon.